So, if we could start the slides, Pocong, please. So we're doing session 7 today of the prayer course, which is the penultimate session. I'm not quite sure when session 8 is now going to appear. That'd be great anticipation for us doing session 8. yeah, you might not find out that soon. So today we are thinking about listening, how listening is part of our prayer life. And interestingly, this session is based on the same part of the Lord's Prayer as when I spoke a few months ago on petition. Have the second slide, please. Which is Matthew 6:11. Give us this day our daily bread. And last time we were thinking, when I shared, we were thinking about very practical kind of our needs and our wants and praying for ourselves and our own lives. But asking for daily bread is also about listening to God. So it's not just about our physical food and our needs. It's also about listening to God and listening for God's word for us, which is why it's based on the same scripture. So through this series, we've considered lots of ways that we can talk to God. So we thought of lots of different ways of praying, lots of different ways of talking to God. But now we're going to consider how he speaks to us. Because prayer should be a two-way conversation. It shouldn't all be one way. It should be two-way. We're actually designed to walk and talk with God. When God created us, he created us to be in relationship with him. That's what he wanted. He wants a relationship with people, with humans. And in Genesis, we read about God walking around the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve. And I don't think they walked around in silence. I think they talked to one another. And if you think about the Garden of Eden before the fall, they didn't need anything because everything was good. There was nothing wrong with the environment. There was nothing wrong with their lives. There was nothing wrong with their bodies. So they weren't talking to God asking for stuff. You know, they were chatting. They were talking to God. They might have been talking about the beauty of the garden. They might have been talking about, I don't know, I wasn't there. But, you know, it was all positive and it was just conversation. It wasn't a list of, oh, God, all right, oh, I'm glad you're here. You know, out comes my scroll of all the things that I want you to do today. They were just in relationship, in conversation with God. So it's perfectly normal to hear God's voice. Okay, we are designed, we are created to hear God's voice. And if you think about just kind of earthly relationships, they don't work at all well without communication. When relationships break down, it's usually something to do with broken communication, misunderstandings and that sort of thing. So we need communications in our earthly relationship and we need communication with God two-way. Because relationships don't work very well if one person does all the talking. So if you're in a relationship with somebody and they just talk at you all the time and they never listen to you, they don't take a breath for you to get a word in edgeways, that relationship isn't going to work very well if you're just the one doing all the listening, or indeed if you're the one doing all the talking. Okay, we need both. It's a two-way interaction. Next slide, please. So in Matthew 4, verse 4, Jesus is quoting, this is Jesus speaking, but he's quoting Deuteronomy 8:3. People do not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. If we don't listen to what God is saying to us, we will starve spiritually. It's like Sir Bailey's analogy earlier. It's like letting go of that high rope. And we will starve, we'll fall off, there'll be a big splat. So we need to be listening to God. We need to be listening and seeking his word. In John 10:27, Jesus says, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. One of the marks of being a Christian is recognizing God's voice, Jesus's voice. And that happens as we build a relationship with him. It's a bit like when, if you know somebody very well, in the days before mobile phones, for those who are young enough to remember landlines, when you picked the phone up, you had no idea who was going to be on the other end. Now it pops up, doesn't it? And you actually can make the choice whether you want to speak to that person or not. Or if you're me and you don't recognize the number, you kind of hesitate as to whether you're going to answer it. But when all we had was landlines, you had no idea who was going to be on the other end, and you would pick it up and you had to wait to see who it was. Now, if it's somebody that you know really well, so when I used to ring my, once I'd left home, I used to ring my mum and dad, I would just say hello and they would know it was me, because they recognized my voice, because they knew me really, really well. But when you don't know somebody very well, or when you're early in a relationship with somebody, you have to say your name, don't you? And sometimes you might even have to explain who you are. So if I'm on a work call, and I'm maybe returning a call, an inquiry that I've had, I will have to say something like, hi, this is Helen East. I have to give both my names, the dyslexia assessor, to give them the context of who on earth is this person who's ringing me. And so that they can go, oh yeah, I contacted you. I wanted to talk to you. But if I just rang and said, hi, you know, my number's not going to be in their phone, so they're not going to know who I am. And they're not going to recognize my voice, because we're not in relationship with one another. We've not known each other. We don't know each other at all. Even if I've had a couple of conversations with them, they're unlikely to recognize my voice. So we need to learn to recognize God's voice, because if we don't, or if we listen to the wrong voice, then we are going to follow the wrong shepherd. Okay? Because remember that Jesus is our shepherd. But God, has made us as individuals, and we all hear God in different ways. So before I look at the kind of different ways of hearing God, I would just say, try not to compare yourself, the way that you hear God, with the way that somebody else hears God, because we've all been made different, and he knows how best each one of us will hear him and can understand him. So try not to compare yourself with someone else. He knows the best way that each one of us will hear. Now, I hear best, bizarrely, through seeing. So my hearing, as in hearing God, isn't that great. God tends to speak to me through pictures, through dreams, through images. That is how I will hear from God. So he might give me a picture of something, and then I will kind of ponder it for a while. Sometimes it's like a static picture, like a photograph. Sometimes it moves, so it's like a film, and I kind of watch it through. And then I will ask God to tell me, well, what does this mean? And that's how he speaks to me. But a number of years ago, I felt that I wanted to kind of expand the ways that I heard God. So I asked him if he would speak to me through scripture, through the Bible. Now, I read the Bible, you know, and I studied the Bible, but I didn't often get what you might call like real revelation. You know, I was getting a lot of knowledge, but it didn't often like really hit me and go, oh, that's really speaking into my life, or that could be a scripture for somebody else who I know. So I asked God to start to speak to me through his word, as in the written word in the Bible. And then I spent a whole year, whenever I read the Bible, I didn't use any devotional materials. So, you know, you can get like Bible reading materials, or you can get apps now. But I didn't use any. So I wasn't looking at any commentaries, wasn't using any devotional things. I didn't want anybody else's opinion clouding me hearing God. And so I would read the Bible and, some days, a lot of days, I was just reading the Bible. And I didn't get anything, if you like. I didn't get that revelation. But as time went on, he started to speak to me through particular scriptures. Something would sort of jump out at me as I was reading. Or maybe later in the day, I'd recall something I'd read in the morning and it would be relevant to that situation that I was in. And now God continues to do that. Not every time I read the Bible, but more so now when I read, there'll be something that jumps out and that is highlighted to me. Or if I'm praying for somebody, praying for a situation, or in the middle of a situation myself, a scripture will come to mind. I won't always know where it is, so I'm not very good at, oh, this is Psalm 27, verse 2b. I'm not very good at that. But you've got Google for that if you need to actually find the scripture. But that scripture is starting to bring it to mind now. But it took practice and it took a lot of effort and a lot of keeping going when it felt like nothing was really happening. But I've kind of put that effort in, and got another way, if you like, of hearing God. Some people hear God literally by hearing an audible voice, like hearing it as though, Sir Bailey said something to me and it was like, wow, you know, but it being God. Now I haven't ever had that experience. I think it would probably freak me out. I don't know why that would freak me out and other ways don't. But I just think that it would be amazing, but slightly scary. But people do hear that audible voice. So I've never had that, but on three occasions, and it's literally only three that I can remember, I have had very clear phrases pop into my head, really clear, that was really like, oh my goodness, that's God. The first time was in February 2000. You see, it was so clear, I can remember when it was. First time was February 2000. And then it didn't happen again until this year, and it's happened twice this year, once a couple of weeks ago and once a few weeks before that. And one of the situations, I won't go into detail, but we have a situation in our family that's been ongoing for some time, and I was having my time with God, so I was having my quiet time, but I wasn't particularly praying about this situation. But you know when you have a fleeting thought and it kind of comes and goes? So this thought just came into my head about the situation and it went again just as quickly. But then immediately after, God said, there is a purpose in this. And it was as clear as though he had said it, but I hadn't heard it with my ears, I'd heard it in my head. And I was like, wow. That is amazing. And it was almost a question I was asking without asking it, like, what is the purpose of this? And before I'd even articulated it, God went, there's a purpose in this. And, you know, we're finding that really helpful because we can now pray that the purpose is fulfilled. And it gives us more hope and encouragement that this situation isn't a waste of time, if you like. You know, God has got a purpose in it. So you might see things, you might hear things, you might read things in scripture, God speaking to you that way. And some people might feel or get a sense of what God is saying. Jonathan is like that, aren't you? So he will just kind of feel what God's saying. So there won't necessarily be any words or any images, but just a sense of what God is saying. And so that's another way that we hear God. Set feeling, or is this right or is this not right? It might be a sense of peace and like, oh, okay, yeah, this feels like this situation, this is okay, this is the way to go forward. So in making a decision, there might be a real sense of, oh yeah, okay, yeah, this is sitting comfortably with me. I've got a sense of peace about this. God's saying, that's okay, move forward. Or equally, you might make a decision and it might unsettle you, might feel a little bit, oh, I'm not really sure about this. And then that might be God saying, actually, let's go back, let's pray again. You've not quite got it. It's not quite right. So God can speak to us through our feelings as well. So if we could have the next slide, please, Tycon. Thank you. So we're thinking about the frequency of how often we hear God now. So for some of us, hearing God is like Wi-Fi, where you're constantly picking up God's voice all the time. So we're all used to Wi-Fi now. You know, you can connect wherever you are pretty much. And in a sense, the internet is accessible everywhere. God is also accessible everywhere at any time. And for some people, it's like being in tune with God constantly. They're very, very aware of God's presence, very aware of his guiding all the time. Next one, please. For others, it's like being on the phone. So you get regular calls, okay? You're hearing from God regularly, but it's not a constant. It's kind of like I'm making a call, I'm receiving a call. It's not all the time. But regular, they're regularly hearing God. And finally, for some, it can be a bit like snail mail, the post, especially recently, where you might get a letter from God if it's really urgent. You know, if it's a real, like, desperate situation, you might hear from God or you might be seeking to hear from God. But maybe not hearing from God as often as we'd like. And we can move where we are. And I think we can move where we are in different periods of our life as well. And so I would encourage you that if you're feeling that it's a bit snail mail for you and you're not hearing from God very often or as often as you would like, then with practice, God is speaking all the time. So it isn't that God is only sending you a letter occasionally. It's that you're only hearing him occasionally. And so we can change that frequency with which we hear from God. It's not set in stone. It's not like, well, you're a snail mail person and always will be. It's not like that at all. God wants to talk to us all the time. He wants us all to be on Wi-Fi. But we have to practice it. And we have to have that desire to hear from God as well, in order to hear from him more frequently. So I'd encourage you, if you want to hear God more, ask him, is the simplest way. Ask him to speak to you and spend the time being quiet. If you remember what we said about communication at the start, if we're talking all the time, then even God will struggle to get a word in edgeways. You know, if we're not listening, we're not going to hear. So part of it is making time. And remember, I think it was Trevor, you spoke about contemplation, didn't you? So we've talked about, and that's something that I've been practicing since we looked at contemplation, is spending more time, having more time to be quiet during my time with God, rather than, well, I'm going to worship, I've done that, now I'm going to read my Bible, now I'm going to pray, and now I'm going to go to work. So there's that kind of making space for God. But also, spend time around people you know who do hear from God quite clearly. And when, you know, it might be in life groups, particularly if somebody, or at a prayer gathering, if somebody shares a word, and it's evident that they've heard from God, it's okay to ask questions. You know, how do you know that's God? How did you hear that? Was that a picture? Have you just read something in the Bible? Was it just now, or did God speak to you earlier and you've brought it now? We don't mind, you know, people asking questions to help each other to grow. So if you're not sure, just ask somebody who you know. You know, how do you hear from God? You know, how do you know it's God? How do you recognize that it's his voice? So, slow down, okay? Be still and know that he is God. Build those times of quiet and contemplation into our lives. But also soften up. Keep open to God. Do you have ears to hear what he's saying? Do you want to hear what he's saying about a particular situation? Do you want his view on it? Do you want his guidance on it? Or have you already decided what you're going to do and you're going to go that way anyway? You know, don't kind of, we need to be careful to keep our hearts soft and not harden them towards God, and sort of to drift into sin and or to get cynical, I've decided I'm doing this anyway, so, you know, you come with me, God, or you don't. Let's not get into that place. Let's keep our hearts soft and open to God, because he has the best plans for our lives. He has such good plans for our lives. And we find them by listening to him and letting him guide us. So how do we know that it's God's voice? Next one, please. So we have an ABC. A, so if you think you've heard something from God, but you're not sure and you want to test it out, then A is for advice. Get advice from another Christian. Yeah, somebody who you know hears from God, share what you think you've heard with them and ask them to pray about it as well. See if that seems to, what they think about it. B is the Bible. Is this word that you feel you've heard from God, is it in line with what the Bible says about the character of Jesus and the purposes of God? I spoke about this last time I shared about trenches of truth. What God says will line up with his word. He cannot say anything that goes against scripture and his word, because that's not in the character of God. And God can't go against his own character. So does this weigh up with scripture, with truth? And finally, C, common sense. You know, God has given us a mind. He has given us the capacity to think and to weigh things out. Use your common sense. If this really doesn't sound like it's right, it may well not be. I mean, God does sometimes call us to be obedient and to do something that might be a little bit unusual. But most of the time, you know, use your common sense and think, actually, does this make sense? You know, is God asking me to do something like completely crazy and off the scale mad? Definitely get advice from another Christian if he is. Let's get that weighed up. And finally, I talked about how I have learned to hear God through scripture. And it's a brilliant way to receive revelation, not just information. It's quite popular now. It's a very old method of meditating on the Bible, Lectio Divina. And there are quite a few apps and things that use this method. There's the Lectio 365, which is a daily app. Mary Spencer's Slow Bible is based on this method as well. Just going to very briefly talk through it, and then we're going to try it, okay? So first thing is familiarization. So reading a passage, so you choose a passage of Scripture. It doesn't have to be long, just a passage of Scripture. And just read through it and familiarize yourself with that Scripture. And see if you notice if anything jumps out for you, a word or a phrase that seems particularly pertinent for you. Secondly, once you've done that, imagination. So explore it. So that word or phrase that's jumped out at you, just think about it. Explore it a little bit. Think about what it might mean or what it means to you. What does that word mean? Just kind of almost like chew over it in your head. You can repeat it over and over a little bit and think about the different words in that phrase. Explore it in your imagination. Following that, we have conversation. So pray it. Turn those thoughts that you've been having about that scripture into a conversation with God. Talk to God about what you're thinking about that scripture. And then finally, celebration. Enjoy it. Enjoy that interaction with God. Enjoy the scripture. Enjoy the words that God is sharing with you. Okay, so we're going to have a go at that. We're going to use that method. We've got Mary's the Slow Bible. It's this week, so I apologize if you've done it, but you can do it again. So this is Mary's Slow Bible for this week. So I just encourage you just to get comfortable. You might want to close your eyes. I'm going to sit down and do it. And just let's practice listening to God.
Hello, and welcome to the Slow Bible podcast. We're praying with Psalm 126 today. As we enter prayer now, I invite us to prepare our hearts and minds to receive the word of God. Whatever it is you do, to pause and become still, to refocus your scattered senses on God, to become aware of the gift of God's loving presence with us. I'm going to take a couple of deep breaths. Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, you are here. Would you open up our awareness of your presence with us so our ears and hearts can fully hear and receive the living word of God? I invite us to pray today with a scripture from Psalm 126. And we'll pray using the prayer method, Lectio Divina. I'll read the scripture three times. The first time, I'm just going to read the passage so we become familiar with it. And then the second and third time, I'll lead us through with a question. When the Lord brought back his exiles to Jerusalem, it was like a dream. We were filled with laughter and we sang for joy. And the other nations said, "What amazing things the Lord has done for them." Yes, the Lord has done amazing things for us. What joy! Restore our fortunes, Lord, as streams renew the desert. Those who plant in tears will harvest with shouts of joy. They weep as they go to plant their seed, but they sing as they return with the harvest. This time as you listen, listen for a word or phrase that stands out for you. What might God be offering you through these words? When the Lord brought back his exiles to Jerusalem, it was like a dream. We were filled with laughter and we sang for joy. And the other nations said, "What amazing things the Lord has done for them." Yes, the Lord has done amazing things for us. What joy! Restore our fortunes, Lord, as streams renew the desert. Those who plant in tears will harvest with shouts of joy. They weep as they go out to plant their seed, but they sing as they return with the harvest. I invite you to spend a few moments reflecting on that word or phrase. What might God be offering you today in this moment? I will read the passage for a third and final time. This time, as you listen, list for an invitation or something to discover. See how the words affect your emotions. What's the Lord inviting you to know, to do, or to become today? When the Lord brought back his exiles to Jerusalem, it was like a dream. We were filled with laughter and we sang for joy. And the other nations said, "What amazing things the Lord has done for them." Yes, the Lord has done amazing things for us. What joy. Restore our fortunes, Lord, as streams renew the desert. Those who plant in tears will harvest with shouts of joy. They weep as they go to plant their seed, but they sing as they return with the harvest. I invite you to listen for God's invitation. And now I invite you to simply respond to God. Speak to God as you would a friend from your heart. Take this opportunity to share in an intimate conversation with God. And now I invite you to simply rest. Sit quietly in God's presence. Rest in God's love and simply receive from God. Father God, we thank you for your presence with us and for your words of life to each of us today. We thank you for that seed of your living word planted in tears, but that we will harvest with shouts of joy. We just ask you to release the joy of heaven in our hearts and in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen.